Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 8 regarding Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Colleen Johnson is a 63-year-old woman who reports she has had some difficult interactions with her students at work. She states this started on May 1 when she began teaching 10th graders. One of them particularly cursed her out, hit her desk, and shouted, "Go this yourself." Paired them with three other students who became part of a clique with this individual a few months ago. They each have shown her disrespect. She denies having any physical contact with any of the students at either effort. Next paragraph. It is my understanding that Ms. Johnson indeed has displayed concerning behaviors to her supervisors. These are spelled out in several letters of correspondence to her from 12/11/20 through 3/14/22. These incorporated examples of these behaviors, including what was described as inappropriate language, She was coached to improve her interaction with the students by virtue of training videos. Nevertheless, she still behaved in the same fashion as before. The final correspondence to Ms. Johnson on 3/14/22 included Ms. Johnson stating she told two security guards that A.T. was kicking things and cursing in class. They discussed possibly switching him to another New paragraph, I am also in receipt of various emails that begin on 4/6/22, addressed to to Ms. Godlewski, G-O-D-L-E-W-S-K-I, and others from Christina Craig, C-R-E-I-G, It was noted a meeting was held that the day before with Ms. Johnson that included Ms. Godlewski, Ms. Godlewski wrote that despite various suggestions given at a meeting the previous month, Ms. Johnson still continues to have classroom management issues, They discussed reports received from staff and students regarding the inappropriate and unprofessional manner in which she addresses children and an accusation that she was taping children. Prior to the meeting, the building administration received a report that she pushed a child in his chair. There was a previous accusation that was addressed about putting her hands on her student and being in their personal space. She denied touching the student. Ms. Johnson, during this meeting, was unreceptive to any suggestions. Appeared she had a, quote, response, end quote, for everything that was brought up. Comma showed sarcasm throughout the meeting by calling children out of their name and continually stating, quote, it's another day in paradise, end quote, when things were brought to her attention. Appeared she spoke over administration with her side of the story and had to get the last word each time the meeting tried to conclude. Period. Ms. Godleski, comma, director of special education, comma, concluded Ms. Johnson is a risk when in the classroom. Period. She then requested Ms. Johnson undergo a fitness for duty evaluation. Period. There were ongoing reports from student and staff against Ms. Johnson with daily write-ups from Ms. Johnson. Period. On 5/3/22, another email codified the place where she would report on that date. Period. On 5/3/22, Dr. Rossi wrote, part of the action taken shall be additional professional development for Ms. Johnson, including video training for properly addressing disruptive student behavior. Period. Ms. Johnson expressed how she was extremely scared of the student and his threatening behavior. Period. He threatened her with physical harm. Period. Ms. Russo, comma, teacher of social studies, comma, recommended she call the parent and submit a disciplinary referral. Period. She asked management take some action to prevent any further escalation and place the teacher and other students in a healthy and safe workplace environment. Period. Lastly, scratch that, on 5/4/22, the last email from Dr. Rossi was sent to Ms. Johnson. Period. He assigned her three mandatory training video training models to help make positive adjustments to her relationship with students and her classroom management capabilities. Period. They were to be completed by 5/13/22. Period. He concluded by saying, quote, the district is striving to help you be successful as a professional educator. Period. End quote. I'm also in receipt of incident reports / witness statements, some of which appear to be handwritten by a student, period. I will mark what should be included in the report from here, period. Well, go to physical exam. In terms of past medical history, Ms. Johnson reported getting speech therapy for her throat secondary to temperature issues. Period. She denies any medical illnesses or surgical procedures. Period. She does not overly consume alcohol, nor does she use any drugs or tobacco. Period. As far as marital history, she has been divorced on one occasion. Period. She denies any lawsuits. Period. New paragraph. She displayed rapid speech and became distracted by other topics that she brought up. Period. The only vegetative sign she reported was a brief episode relative to her appetite. Period. However, her sleep and libido are intact. Period. Her mood was mildly depressed, and her affect was agitated. Period. She denies any suicidal or homicidal orientation. Paired, she's alert and oriented. It's time, place, and person. Paired, her memory is intact. Paired, her calculation skills were intact and commensurate with her education. Paired, she states she has been able to cope for her normal activities at the gym. Paired, she sees a licensed counselor, social worker, to help with her coping mechanisms. Paired, she does not keep a diary for herself. Paired, she denies crying over these experiences. Paired, she explains she does have 3 years until she retires. Period. New paragraph. At the conclusion of the evaluation, Ms. Johnson was requested and agreed to submitting a form to her primary care and or psychological providers, giving permission for them to discuss her school-related issues with this evaluator. Paired, even though it is my understanding that was sent to her provider, the office notes were not returned, nor did we receive a phone call to discuss this situation. Period. New paragraph, and this should actually go at the beginning of the report. An evaluation has been requested by Dr. Rossi on Ms. Colleen Johnson to evaluate her fitness for duty as a teacher. Paired, her behavior consistently demonstrates inappropriate remarks to students, inflammatory and insensitive comments, and the inability to effectively interpret or manage student conduct. Paired, she has repeatedly spoken and behaved inappropriately with students in regard to demeaning comments under the guise of humor or other excuse. Paired, and then jump back where I was. A mini mental status evaluation was administered. Period. She had particular difficulty copying a simple design. Period. Her short-term memory was somewhat decreased, remembering only one out of three objects after a minute or two. Period. Her overall score will be calculated and inserted here. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Colleen Johnson has demonstrated concerning behaviors during her interaction with students as based on several witness statements and other reports. Paired, she has been given the opportunity to remedy her behavior, but apparently still continues to behave in the same way. Paired, she currently denies performing any of the actions about which she was accused. Paired. During her evaluation, here it became clear that Ms. Johnson is quite dissatisfied with her work situation. Period. She reports having perceived verbal and physical threats and emotional intimidation from certain students. Period. She reports her symptoms are worse now than when they first began. She is not taking any psychiatric medications. Period. I observed her to speak in a rapid fashion with little interruption. Period. She repeatedly changed topics of conversation that were occurring. Period. She expressed that the child who brings her the most difficulty was kicked out of another teacher's class early in the year. Paired, she tried to address the situation by moving his desk and calling his parents. Paired, she then sat him next to the school aide. Paired, she complained about his seat and stated, quote, F this, period, end quote. He wants to see Mr. Saul, S-A-U-L, who is part of the teaching team. Paired, Ms. Johnson denies having any difficulty with any of the other classes she teaches. Period. For some reason, she says she cannot write him up now. Period. There have been students assigned to a suspension room, resulting in resolution of their problems. Period. She has been seeing this licensed social worker named Dana Seidel, S-I-E-D-E-L, once per week. Period. In paragraph, combining her current evaluation and the documentation provided, at this point I must conclude that Ms. Johnson is not fit for duty in her position as a teacher. Period. She does not have the appropriate coping mechanisms to deal with difficult students. Period. This is compounded by what seem to be inadequate methods to deal with such situations in the appropriate fashion. Period. She is overtly unable to continue in the classroom under the current circumstances from her perspective also. Period. Of course, if Ms. Johnson's skills, both professional and psychological, are improved, her overall situation might be remedied and she could return safely to work. Period.